content warning on that album, but highly recommended listening to by Baby Fang. Super cool. Album called In the Face Of. I'm going to swap things over to Barbara Blue now with Never Stop Loving You.
East of Pittsburgh town.
You're listening to Department Nuno on CJSF 90.1 FM.
It's not the same, 'cause you're not around. Springtime flowers, oh, Christmas lights, warm summer evenings, and crisp fall nights. Through it all, I never stop loving you. Good time pictures, old letters never sent, full of secrets and love's lament. 5 years, 10 years, how many state lines I've traveled, yes, I've traveled, just to find that I never, no, I'll never stop loving you. Stop loving you. Said I could never, ever, never, ever, never.
Never Stop Loving You by Barbara Blue. Excellent stuff. Very nice, varied funk, soul, R&B album, all that good stuff. Next up, Black Belt, Eagle Scout. Yeah, my blood runs through this land.
I'm not afraid to
Blood Runs Through This Land by Black Belt Eagle Scout out of Portland. And of course, I would urge all of you to read the liner notes of this album. I'll just read a little bit here. This land runs through Catherine Paul's blood, and it called to her. In dreams, she saw the river, her ancestors, and her home. When the land calls, you listen. In 2020, she made the journey from Portland back to the Skagit River, back to the cedar trees that stand tall and shrouded in fog, back to the tide flats and the mountains, back to Swinomish. Next up, The Arcs with Only One For Me. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Valley girl, drama queen, trophy wife at 17. Couples in the streets, I'm starting to suspect. Though I hope I'm incorrect, but maybe I'm the only one for me. Bending me. Nursery, another soon. So many things that'll never come to be. Now that I know the score, oh, I lament it more.
Classic. It's very almost 50s vibe, especially with that Glockenspiel in the background. Fun times. You can find all sorts of new stuff on the CJSF playlist, and if you want to volunteer, just send us an email, vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. Next up, this is Butterfly from Holly Burke, Bill Runge, and Linda Lee Thomas.
Thank you.
beautiful stuff from Holly Burke, Bill Runge, and Linda Lee Thomas. Next up, this is John Bailey, She's Leaving Home, from the album Time Bandits. You're listening to Department Uno, the weekly music department show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Album that it's from? That's right, everybody. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, etc. She's Leaving Home by John Bailey from the album Time Bandits. We've got time for one, possibly two more. This is The Warm Embrace of a Mediocre Poet by Applesauce Tears. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. me this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next Friday, but stay tuned on CGSF for ACID, coming up next at 2 p.m.
This is Bird Note. Swans like this Hooper swan are impressive animals. They're among the largest flying birds around today. But 11.5 million years ago, two extinct species from Japan took an even more epic direction. Like today's swans, Anica cygna hajime and Anica cygna yoshiensis were quite large. But unlike their modern relatives, these birds live most of their lives out at sea, and their fossils reveal remarkable adaptations to this unusual lifestyle. They had wide, spatula-shaped beaks, somewhat like modern shoveler ducks. The dense bones of their wide hips let them remain stable on choppy waters while filtering plankton from the sea surface with their oversized heads. Their wings weren't built for flight, but had the musculature and range of motion to suggest they weren't useless. In combination with the flexible tail, they could form a cradle for carrying chicks on their back, which some swans still do now with their young. The remarkable anatomy of Anica cygna reveals a creature uniquely adapted to thrive in an environment quite unlike what you'd expect for a swan. To quote the scientists who named it in a 2022 study, in a sense, it is the ultimate bird that ever existed. For Bird Note, I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin.
This is Bird Note. Perched atop a cactus in the American Southwest, a strikingly patterned brown bird sings a gravelly refrain. Its harsh, foreboding quality seems to capture the mood of the arid, thorn-studded landscape. Our singer is the size of a red-winged blackbird, but it's a wren, a very large one, called the cactus wren. Most wrens in North America are small, furtive birds that stay deep in the vegetation. The bold, brassy cactus wren is the northernmost species of a group of tropical wrens, all big wrens with complex social behavior. You might see a whole family group of cactus wrens foraging together in search of large insects and cactus fruits. These wrens are well adapted to the desert and can get all the moisture they need from their food. Cactus wrens are a regular sight in their range of dry habitats from West Texas to California. The nest looks like a football made of twigs stuck horizontally in a thorny tree or choya cactus. The nest is easily seen, but well guarded by the spiky vegetation. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.